This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're live on this Wednesday transmission. I've got huge breaking news that I've got to work on right now before we even go live. So here's an important report from Paul Joseph Watts on the truth about soy face.
Remember that whole soy boy thing that triggered a bunch of soy boys?
Soy boys.
As well as the entirety of the legacy media who still don't understand what a meme is. Turns out there's a new phenomenon where soy overconsumption physically manifests itself on the face of the sufferer.
Walking down the street, spot the Soylent truck, now I'm drinking a sweet chai breakfast.
Soy consumption, soy face. Soy consumption, soy face. Soy consumption, soy face. Photographing something you want to show everyone. Males, females, new males, soy face. It's also known as glory hole face or soylent grin. Here's an entire collage of soy face. The internet's best and brightest online philosophers have come up with an explanation for soy face that's definitely correct. The soy boy is an empty shell defined by his consumerist choices. The more woke the consumerist choice, the better. Although meant to display exuberance and excitement, look a little closer and see what soy face truly represents. Weakness and fear. There's also some weird phenomenon with the Nintendo Switch that causes instant soy face breakout. This guy's soy face is so chronic, it looks like he's about to turn into an endomami bean.
I had a vasectomy yesterday, and when I woke up, my wife's boyfriend surprised me with this.
Soy face. These boys are such f***ies. They need bottle openers for plastic cartons. Cartons of Soylent. Let's just say there's no Bryan Adams on their Spotify playlist. Now, did you really think I'd leave you hanging with no actual scientific evidence for soy face? Did you really? You know me better than that. According to the Journal of Nonverbal Behavior, in a study of possible links between testosterone and dominance, 119 men and 114 women provided saliva samples for testosterone assay and posed smiling and not smiling for portrait photographs. Expert judges viewing the photographs found smaller smiles amongst high than low testosterone men, with less zygomatic major raising the corners of the mouth and orbicularis oculi raising the cheeks and crinkling around the corners of the eyes muscle activity. In other words, men who pose like this have lower testosterone. They're soy boys, and they can't help broadcasting the fact on their big soy faces. That's like science and shit, so it can't be debunked. The pattern among men of less smiling with higher testosterone levels fits with research linking testosterone to face-to-face dominance.
The soy boy smile
versus the Chad smolderer. Men who pose like this like eating and drinking soy products. Now, I'm not saying there's necessarily a connection there, but there definitely is one. Of course, it's not just soy consumption that's lowering testosterone. A major study in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism found that flexible plastics containing phthalates caused significant reductions in testosterone, including a 29% reduction in one age group of boys. Phthalates also increase the feminization of men, both in appearance and behavior. They're particularly present in mac and cheese. Phthalates in soaps, shampoos, and deodorants are making men flabby, tired, and impotent.
Like a soy boy.
Sperm counts have plunged by nearly 60% in just 40 years among men living in the West. These boys have less sperm in their testes than a sperm whale after it's come off second best against a giant steamroller.
Actually, the sperm whale derives its name from spermaceti oil, which has nothing to do with human sperm. Let me demonstrate this in an obnoxious 30-minute YouTube response video.
Some people say I'm a hypocrite because Brain Force contains soy. Well, Brain Force also contains alpha-GPC. Lots of it. Alpha-GPC increases libido. How much? Well, just ask this 79-year-old Italian man. He went from a doddering pensioner to a rampaging sex chad virtually overnight. We had to put a bit of soy in Brain Force just to balance it out. Without it, our customers' testosterone would have been so high they'd have been turning into the Incredible Hulk or Michelle Obama. Their testosterone would have been higher than the pitch of Vegan Gain's voice.
Like, Paul, this makes no sense.
Thankfully, now that real masculine role models with proper square jaws and solid rectangular heads like Mike Pence have returned, the scourge of soy face is finally in retreat. The globalist chemical warfare program to make men effeminate so they vote more like women who generally vote for left-wing parties and big government is still in full swing. But now that the testosterone decimating effects of soy and plastics are being exposed, the reign of the soy boys is coming to an end. Their soylent smiles are being wiped off their big, fat soy faces.
The main transmission kicks off in T-minus 60 seconds.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
The information apocalypse, information overload. It's already happened, but it's going to get more intense. And being the subject of disinformation attacks, I've really learned firsthand how sophisticated they are, but also at the same time, they have a whole ham-fisted level to them. Boy, there is so much news here. There's a giant stack of news I've got where all the big leftist publications are saying Roger Stone's been caught red-handed communicating with WikiLeaks, something he said he never did. So now he needs to be brought up on perjury charges. And when you actually read the so-called messages, it says the art department of the Atlantic came up with them. These messages have been reproduced by the Atlantic's art team. And then, of course, when you've been following this whole thing, you know that Roger said, of course, everybody from Sean Hannity, the New York Times, was contacting WikiLeaks and trying to get comments and trying to get Assange to go on. What he said is he never talked to Assange or passed him information. And these messages are WikiLeaks saying, don't even try to talk to us because the media claims we're talking to each other, and we never have. They said false claims of association. So that's Roger's crime, is that WikiLeaks is saying something big's coming. Roger talks to everybody he can as a reporter, trying to find out what it is, talks to a New York reporter, a radio host who has talked to Assange, and says, oh, it's going to be devastating to Hillary and Podesta. He talks about it. He's given that source to Congress. That talk show host has testified that's true. And that's it. Remember when Assange during the campaign used to be on CNN and Fox News? I mean, are they saying because CNN had him on and called him and emailed him and had him on that that's collusion with the Russians? Because Assange isn't even Russian. That's another canard. So it's canards built on lies, built on sand, built on frauds, built on spin, built on disinformation, built on wanted twisting and hype. And I'm the one saying I'm sick of hearing about Russia, don't touch it. I'm not even really talking about it. It's meant to suck the air out of the room and change the subject from all the real things going on. But when they do this, I cover it because it's an illustration of the incredible deception. Now, that said, there's a whole other area that illustrates deception. And the trade publications admitted this 2.5 weeks ago. And it's so diabolical, it's so historical, it's so incredible that I can't believe I'm in the middle of it. And you're in the middle of it as the audience and the activist listeners. They're the heart of the American resurgence and the global resurgence of nationalism, patriotism, populism, free market capitalism. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stories a day, and they've decided to carpet bomb on local TV affiliates. The national affiliates, the national networks tell them what to run, and they read off teleprompters. Every TV station pretty much in the country is running every day reports where Alex Jones will be the first to be banned from YouTube for saying no one died in Florida and then bullying children. They never even show the clip. They never even show the quote. Or they go, Klepper of Comedy Central, I guess he went and they edited a bunch of stuff together where it's like 2 second clips together to make it sound like with tapes from 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago in cases all together. And they just edit me in different studios together where it sounds like I'm saying all this and then apply it to what's happening. And they say that I'm viciously attacking him. And again, you saw how David Hogg, the number one individual picked out of the School of 3000 to now lead the national anti-gun movement, funded by George Soros. Oh, guys, I left it in the podcast studio last night. BuzzFeed came out and admitted that the Democrats run the entire anti-gun children's movement, young people movement, but said it was a great thing. While they ban our videos for saying it, we're saying they're being funded, they're being given scripts, not that they're crisis actors, not that the shooting didn't happen. But then they run articles in Time, Newsweek, the New York Times, the Washington Post. I mean, it's everywhere saying Jones is about to be banned. He deserves it. He bullied David Hogg. He said no one died. He said they were all crisis actors. Oh, and he said that the sheriff's department stood down. They're not saying that now, though. That was the first week and a half. Now that we've been confirmed to be right on what we did say, of course, we had all the eyewitnesses on and local newscast. I mean, it was very clear. There was a stand down. Now it's admitted. They removed that claim. And, oh, he falsely claimed that. The only thing they were saying about me that was true was that. Now they've removed that. People go, well, wait, that actually happened. So now BuzzFeed's come up with an article admitting they're all basically Democratic Party run. And then I read all these articles, and it says, Jones had the number one trending video a week and a half ago. YouTube banned it. He didn't back down, kept saying nobody died, so they did it again. And now his site's going to be, he's going to be banned off YouTube and hopefully everywhere. And they're celebrating it all over the news. And yay, ban free speech. Yay, stand up to bullies. That's how they've always pushed the whole hate speech garbage. It's how they've always done it. And they're spinning in every direction. Alex Jones begs shooting survivor David Hogg to debate him. No, Hogg said he wanted to come on and debate me and then backed out. See, that's another lie. Everything they do is an inversion. And you all heard it. You all saw it yesterday. You can see the articles, the videos posted. Thank you. Here is the BuzzFeed article. Document cam, please. Again, goes on to say that the big progressive groups are helping them organize. But that was in the news the day after that the Women's March, funded by Soros, the Democratic Party, had, quote, taken over and was helping. You've got all these sons and daughters of Democrats and CNN workers and FBI agents, and this is the deep state's children, they're high school seniors, coming out, meeting with Democrats, meeting with Bernie Sanders, meeting with everybody, and saying, we are going to abolish the Second Amendment. So, that's where we're at here. And the levels of lies are so intense, but here's the big news. And I'm going to cover this in the next segment. I'm going to be a good boy. This isn't about InfoWars. It's about all of us. And I've spoken in the last month with a former top-tier executive at Facebook. I talked last night to another individual who has one of the biggest Facebook accounts. And I talked, obviously, on air to former head of psychological operations for the State Department, and he ran a major operations at the CIA, Dr. Pachinik, and then We had Zach, who's been part of major operations. I'll just leave his name at that, but he's known. His name is Zach, first name. He even let you know he was involved trying to expose the Fort Hood shooting. Was an activist speaking out against that. So the government knows who he is. The FBI has picked him up before for speaking out, but nothing happened. Because what he was doing was patriotic and constitutional. They said, Alex, you got to get on the AI. We know you've obsessed over it over the years, but you've not really hit it's now on. And if you watch that meeting 2 months ago with Google, Facebook, and Twitter, executives all in front of Congress, and they were talking about censoring InfoWars at lunch, they said, sir, within a month or two, we will have the algorithm, that means the AI, in place. InfoWars will never be at the top again. And I was talking last night to this individual, one of the biggest Facebook accounts, and I won't say the numbers, people can figure out who it is. And he said, Alex, you've got to get on this now. He said, I'm really thinking about coming on, even though he's not a conservative. He's well-known. You know him if I said his name. He said, because I've been in the meetings, and it's horrible what they're about to do. And that's why Sean Parker's gone public and others, because, Alex, it's really evil. I mean, it is like a science fiction movie. It's bad. It's real bad. And it just makes me worry about my children so much. And then you've got all these fools who are the last generation of not journalists, but hacks, who were aiding the whole AI takeover that will put them all out of work. We'll be back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster, the safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
People ask how I can take so many attacks. They ask how I can take all the intense lies. And it's because I understand most of the people that are part of it are victims of brainwashing, of programming, and of societal decline. I am not a perfect person. I have bad thoughts. I do bad things sometimes, too. Most people wouldn't think they were very big deals if you knew the little things I do, but I'm still guilty about it because I feel connected to everybody. And I try to do unto others as I have them do unto me. The news I'm about to lay out to you is so powerful, so incredible, so important, so all-encompassing. The total future destiny of our species, this planet and everything on it, and more, that I hesitate because I don't feel worthy to bring you this information. Now information is accelerating so fast that what happened a year ago, things that sounded crazy a year ago, are now openly admitted. A year ago, I was on Joe Rogan's podcast, biggest podcast in history. Now, reportedly, it's up to 50-something million views on 4 platforms. He says it's double anything he's ever had. It was in early February. I talked about AI supercomputers, how the elite worship them, how they want to merge with them, how they're going to turn everything over to algorithms that could then manipulate and control masses of people and predict the future and even control the future of human activity. I got attacked for that in newspapers, which memorialized that I was talking about something I've been talking about for 20 years, but that now, a year later, everything I talked about in that podcast is on the news. And Elon Musk is saying the elite worship AI and believe they're going to merge with it, and there's a church of worshiping AI, and almost every person in Silicon Valley is insane now and is on all sorts of high-tech drugs and are, you know, already getting brain chips and are, you know, just totally crazy. There's already more than 10,000 U.S. troops when it was declassified a few years ago that have brain chips. I mean, we're way down the rabbit hole, just what we know of, with a breakaway civilization. How about the ultimate class separation? But the big news is that the AI is now in place, and it's in an accelerated learning phase, and Google, Facebook, Twitter, they are all, including Apple, coordinating some of their operations. Apple, not so much. And Apple's making the decision to go with China. They were already with them, but it's a full commitment. The code keys, their main servers, their main clouds, Chinese government at the top of Google. I mean, at the top of Apple. And I'm just giving you some background here before I get into the really, really, really big issue. And I'm just laying some of the predicate here and some of the background that you already all know about. Just remember how I told you this 10 years ago. Remember how I told you a year ago and I got made fun of. I was getting it from white papers. I was getting it from prospectus to investors. I was getting it from the people that started Google 19 years ago. What their aim was. Now, what's happening? Well, let me first go over this piece of news for you. And please stay with us because this affects you, your family, the whole future. Look at this particular document, February 2018. This just came out a week and a half ago. Future of Human Institute, University of Oxford, Center for the Study of Existential Risk, University of Cambridge, Center for the New American Security, Electronic Frontier Foundation, OpenAI. And it's the malicious use of artificial intelligence, forecasting, prevention, and mitigation. When you get into this, you understand the reason they're using race war, class war, saying there's not two sexes, all of this. This is psychological warfare ideas that played out and tested through AI in real time on giant social network platforms. In the case of Facebook, with what? Is it close to 3 billion members last time I checked? How many members on Facebook? I think it's 3 billion. Look that up for me. Imagine you've got a little less than half the planet on Facebook. It's the biggest. And then you learn when Sean Parker was there, it was 5-to-1 bots that were posing as people, saying 2.2 billion active users, but it's over 3 billion total. That it was bots keeping you alone, keeping you depressed, manipulating you, and saying things socially to you to reward your dopamine because you want social connection, but you never played on your bike, you never went outside, you never played football, you never fell out of a tree, you grew up the last two generations almost entirely inside your house watching television. Then you graduate to a computer, to an iPhone, to a system that you look through the world with that's got all these AI systems watching you, that you learn to finally reach out through a television-type system, but it's interactive and meet with other people. Then they can use the bots, the media, the culture, to manipulate how you think, what you do, and by increment get you to turn into whatever they want you. But then that's only like putting a deer feeder out with some corn to get the deer or the hogs to come in and eat a while. Pretty soon, you can just take the feed all away because you're done in that phase of domestication, and then you remove humans altogether. The humans are still in their cells. That's what they call them at Facebook. They call them cells, jail cells. And so you're in a cell, and then all the humans are removed. When you try to hit the publish button, it looks at what you've done, AI. They already do this, and decides if it can go forward or where it's going to go, or if it fits into an algorithm they set for social engineering to reward you with Pavlovian conditioning, with rewards, or to punish you incrementally rewiring your brain. And this is all in hundreds of white papers and the goals of the companies. It lowers IQ, it lowers your hormone levels, it basically makes you die. You're just sitting there being programmed by an AI computer that got you to come in because other people were there to interface. It studied you, it watched you, it learned how to act like a human. And now it is going to really begin the social engineering and absolutely make you alone except for artificial avatars you're talking to and make you pay to be able, which they already did, like if you're an advertiser or a big site to reach all your fans on Facebook or all of them on Twitter, you got to pay. Oh, everybody comes and likes you. You're the person that brings everybody. Humans come to see you, hear you, interact with you, but now there's a paywall, not just advertising, but a paywall. And then now, see, it becomes a solid wall, and even individuals with 20, 30 friends, they've got to communicate to even talk to mom or grandma. And everything they're saying is being read and being watched and being controlled. But then when we come back, I'll tell you the next phase. They admit it's actually meant to kill you. When they're done, you'll be ready to call for the euthanization van to come kill you. And that's the big secret the executives told me. It's going to make you commit suicide. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
You're watching on television. You see a photo from a few years ago of Mark Zuckerberg. He calls his users dumb effers. We'll put it back on screen right behind me. Mark Zuckerberg that calls his users dumb effers with all of his employees with virtual reality goggles on. Sitting there looking into the universe he created. looking into the system that he had set up so he can play God. And that's exactly as you see the classic evolution of man, if you buy into that worldview, of starting off as an ape-like creature and then moving up through Cro-Magnon and then the rest of it into modern Homo sapiens sapien. And then now we start looking at a computer and hunching over, and then basically it becomes a face sucker and jumps on our face and absorbs us into the AI system. It is Elon Musk and Bill Joy and a few other big tech billionaires that have come out and warned of the consensus that humanity's over. And I showed a bunch of articles a few weeks ago out of CNBC, you name it, of the World Government Summit in Dubai, where it was accepted that humanity will end and merge with machines sometime around 2040. They always put it out there to make you think it's coming down the road. No, it's going to be much more accelerated if we follow their plan. And we're actually talking about this. This isn't a conspiracy theory. It isn't something, you know, that I made up. This is something that was in elite discussions 20 years ago, in publications 10, 15 years ago, and now here it is. If you want to find the exact image, I likened them to face suckers like 15 years ago, but computers and smartphones when they first came out. You can actually search engine on Google the term smartphone face sucker, and there's one where it like shows a smartphone as a face sucker. It's pretty powerful. But continuing, it wants to take over your reality. Humans, bad actors with the AI, are already using it to surround you with fake bots who then socially, culturally, economically use peer pressure to manipulate you to behave and act and purchase and live the way they say. They can make it cool to pay more for a 250-square-foot apartment than a 1,000-foot-square apartment, as long as it's for the earth. They can get you to sterilize yourself because it's so cool. And in all the studies, it depresses you, it makes you alone. And if you go back to before Sean Parker went public and other Facebook executives last year and this year, a document came out in early 2017 from the top of Facebook out of Australia. And it said, we are victimizing people. We are controlling them. We are making them depressed. We are targeting them, mainly millennials and young people. And we're using kind of a modern liberal political correctness system to control them. So, expanding on that, as a species, we have a decision to make, and we have a discussion that needs to be had about this, and the folks that think they're part of the power structure and are managing this and going along with it at the lower and mid levels are really the biggest problem. Because a lot of the former top executives and even current ones are saying, whoa, 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 this thing has been engineered to be really, really bad, really, really destructive. We better do something. And there's government heat now on this as well because people realize how dangerous this is. But low-level and mid-level people that want political power and who want to control others, they are willing accomplices with some of the more evil executives who are in a race with the other companies and other governments and other combines and other power structures to get the most controlling, most dominant system that they believe will take over in a matter of hours once it gets a leg up on the others. And then things will start moving so quickly that you can have the world change while you're asleep at night forever. And that's the acceleration in technology and in development that's happening. But as the technology advancements accelerate, humans are uglier. Humans are stupider. Humans are weaker. Humans are more evil. Humans have lower brainwaves and are in a sleep-like twilight zone state between consciousness and unconsciousness and are highly suggestible and are being hypnotized. And so they're hypnotized watching these comedy shows, watching these fake news shows, where they're demonizing and attacking any nationalist and calling us Nazis and calling us criminals. So when they're out on the street and they're walking by in their trance and they see you, they just sleepwalk over and attack you because they've been programmed. And if you yell back at them and say, what are you doing? A lot of them, they go, whoa, whoa, what is happening? Why am I doing that? They're in a trance state. And again, there's a lot of people who know this is going on intellectually, but are so comfortable with it and have gone along with it and are part of the programming it at a low level or mid-level that they just kind of snicker and giggle about it because it makes them feel powerful. This is like if you're running around with a ball of radioactive plutonium, you're like, look, I can kill people with this. If I just rub it on somebody, they'll die in a couple days. Yeah, but you're going to die too. You've got the plutonium, the highly radioactive weapons-grade plutonium in your hand. You're not going to get out of this either. And then a lot of them are very nihilistic, very immature, very kind of six-year-old bratish, where they make a soy boy face and go, I don't care, and kind of do a leprechaun dance. It's what they do, and that's programming too. And the reason the programming is also similar across the whole world is they're only activating failed human systems that were already there in the DNA, there in the consciousness. And it's really scary. I mean, we're living in a science fiction movie. You look at hundreds and hundreds of photos of men, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, when they are working for the tech companies, deeply embedded in it, and they're bots. It's a culture. They chug pure soy. They play video games all day. They watch television all day, and their eyes all look the same. Their faces all look the same. Now, show that one from earlier. And then they've got scientific studies that Paul talked about in a recent report where it admits that that is a direct correlation to the amount of estrogen and the amount of screen time. So we know what these zombies look like. Look at the faces. How demonic, how vacant, how programmed. Look how sad that guy on the left is. I mean, he's even deeper. He looks like he's dying. Or I guess on your right. Back to the other guy. Look at that. Dead already, folks. Very, very sad. Now, he may be able to be resuscitated, but he is in a trance state. That is a full trance state. And I forget the term. It's called the spiral of, I was talking about this during the break. What's it called? The spiral of silence that a minority view, like abolitionists in 1800 were about 1% of the population or 2%, if you have social bots and social pressure, if it gets attacked, it will try to self-censor. And so what they do is they have an artificial spiral of silence in these AI systems. And they have them in place so that the artificial bots come and herd you. And then the next time they herd you just a little bit by increment, pretty soon they can move you from being a libertarian kind of liberal person to an absolute cult leader or cult follower who will follow anything they're told, censor anything, attack anybody, you name it. And that's even what scientists call Facebook is the follower factory. And they can produce whatever they want. And it was all tested. I remember 16 years ago being allowed into the UT psychology department, restricted areas, and it was all about this. They had the monkeys and apes. I saw them over camera. They were in another facility in Bastrop. I was seeing them from 20 miles away, hooked all in. And they just had flicker rates, and they were having to watch television and practicing manipulating brainwaves. And it was all for screen flicker. It was all DARPA-funded. And I was only allowed maybe a minute to see it by someone that thought I should see it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
This is an emergency warning to every man, woman, and child, every human on this planet. It is publicly available information that the tech giants have made the decision, working with the large central banks of the world, that under a social Darwinistic plan, it is very moral for them to bring in an AI system of social conditioning that will basically end the human life cycle as we know it and prepare the population for a phase out of at least 90%. That's in the public documents. Now Elon Musk has come out and warned everyone that the main tech giant heads are crazy. They worship AI gods and believe that they're going to become AI gods. Now AI is active on the major social networks and is going past the testing phase into the intense phase of mimicking humans, posing as humans, so they can manipulate social groups and then completely cut you off from your real social group and then artificially use peer pressure to completely control you, to make you depressed, to make you alone, and to make you rendered down into a suicidal basket case. Then they're going to come in with suicide watch, suicide control, and then create a whole new medical industry of the victims, just like drug dealers sell you drugs and then sell you more drugs. and then have you rob houses to get more drugs and basically make you their slaves, you will then be in, caught in the medical system of Google, Facebook, and Twitter, which are now launching giant medical arms of themselves that will then process you, just like they process the cancer epidemic from what they've added to the food and water. And they never find the cure or find out why it's increasing. They will just then process you like Soylent Green through the euthanasia program. And, of course, you won't be productive. You won't be producing. And so you will opt to then be chemically euthanized. And it'll be done with the spectacular drugs that you, so the last few hours of your hallucinatory death will be promised to be absolutely fabulous. And for the greater good of humanity, your brain will be hooked to electrodes and things so that at least part of your consciousness, they'll first say in the first wave, can be uploaded to it for the great knowledge of humanity. So maybe we're not sure, but maybe you're not really dying. That'll be phase one once they launch main operations, I'd say within about 10 years. So I already pretty much figured all this out, and I've been contacted over the years. Everybody keeps saying, well, the Illuminati ever contact anybody? They were asking Joe Rogan that the other day. He said, no, they never have. Or has the CIA ever contacted you? And he said, no. And I use Joe's because I went back to the start of this broadcast the start of me breaking this down to a year ago on Joe talking about human-animal hybrids and AI taking things over and all the rest of it. Now it sounded crazy, and now it's mainstream news. But, see, I have been contacted by the different factions. I have communicated with the different factions. I've told you about this over the years, and I've discussed it. And so, a couple of weeks ago, I talked to a high-level former executive at Facebook. And then last night, I talked to one of the biggest individuals on Facebook who's part of their big leadership program. And he said they're setting up this whole social program that's really going to be the human face of the AI censorship, and that the AI is going to phase out within a few years any human interaction in its, quote, algorithm, and it'll be in lifetime control of everything you try to upload or say or do will first go through a filter, and it's already there. But this will be complete and absolute and total, and they've now admitted to the executives it is for population reduction and to basically soft kill you and prepare you to want to be euthanized, like the cover of Newsweek, the case for killing Granny. Or Bill Gates saying, if we kill grandma in the last year of life, you will be able to hire 10 teachers. They sell this sum game. They sell this, the pie's only this size. And that's what's being sold, and then it's going to be, quote, run, a la the Zeitgeist idea, by a independent computer, but it was set up and programmed with a mission to depopulate the Earth and save the planet from humans. And that's it. And what's crazy is, it's now in the news because metaphysically, a lot of these people understand they have to warn you. And they're having second thoughts about it. They're having second thoughts because their children are growing up in this, and they're noticing that Bill Gates and Steve Jobs would not let their young children up till age, 15 or whatever, have iPhones, have iPads, because he said that brain damaged them and controlled them and was designed to victimize them. But see, they have to tell you that in a little press release. Oh, I don't let my children have that. You shouldn't either. And all the articles saying you shouldn't do it, it's dangerous, it's making you depressed, it's lowering your IQ, it's making you suicidal. And now Facebook, Twitter, and Google are moving in to the stop suicide business. And then, oh, they'll get you into the system and the bioethicist and get you on some more drugs and things. And then, oh, you committed suicide. And see, even most executives won't know the full magnitude. But at the highest levels, they sit around, as Bill Joy said, as Sean Parker said, as Elon Musk said, why the future doesn't need us, 1999, full cover story in Wired. And Bill Joy, co-owner of Sun Microsystems, said, I went to a meeting with the head tech people, and they voted and had a consensus to not just entertain people and phase them out slowly and let them destroy the Earth, but we've made the decision to go ahead, and I don't agree with it, and wipe everybody out. Now, you know Bill Joy didn't get let in all the meetings after that. His partner I saw on PBS, though, that same year going, some people don't want to merge the machines, I do. I look forward to putting not just a chip in my son's hand, but in my young four-year-old son's brain. And back then it was all, ooh, now it's ABC News, you will all take chips soon. Why 10,000 U.S. Army troops for depression had chips put in their brains. Why there's a new vaccine we give you that stops depression. It goes into each part of the brain. They're giving people lobotomies. It's already here. And then I've got a stack of news that I mentioned earlier, where any of you could go read it, where they admit all this. And then I'm talking to these people, and they're scared. They're like, our kids are getting hurt by it, even though we don't let them have it, Alex. It's like everybody looks sick, looks like they're dying, people aren't talking. It's breaking up all the relationships. Is there a way to fix it? What do we do? I want to go public, but they're going to kill me, Alex. And this is like Soylent Green, where the executive blows the whistle on what they're doing, and the guy comes to the crowbar and goes, they told me to tell you, sorry, but you're unreliable. Whack in the head. I mean, I'm having Soylent Green discussions with people's names you'd know. And that's where we're at, baby. And so I'm going to say this. This is so horrible that it actually makes me feel good, and I'm going to explain the psychology. I'm sad it's happening, but as a man being lied about, being attacked, seeing all the evil and corruption, it hurts me and gets to me. But then when I realize these people are all just being programmed and used, it makes me feel sorry for them and realize we're all in this together. Now, I hope we make it out of it, and I hope people wake up and we can change this. So I forgive BuzzFeed and David Hogg and all these people. Look at what a horrible creature Hillary Clinton is, what a horrible demon. I can't forgive her because she's totally turned over to evil. But I'm just saying, I do this for love. I don't do it for hate. 90% has been for love. 10% has been for hate. But I'm giving up the other 10% of the hate. I'm giving it up because we're all in this together. And God, this is ugly and horrible. And it's leading us somewhere so horrible. It's not leading us towards Valhalla or Nirvana or heaven. It's leading us towards Hades, towards hell, towards oblivion, towards annihilation. And it's all the sickest people came up with this, stole our great minds, built this thing that's way more dangerous than hydrogen bombs. Because you know what? Hydrogen bombs could end the planet and end all life, but we have the spirit. It's been proven scientifically, and we'd go on to be with God, some of us. This thing is meant to put you from birth into an artificial system to make sure you never have free will and that may be able to capture the soul. And the revelation says God won't let it go that far because God's all about free will. And I know this is real, and I know God's real, so I put it all in Christ right now. But I forgive all the people that have attacked me, and I mean that, not trying to sound big. I realized it last night, this morning, because the people I'm talking to are crying, okay? The tech guys are scared, okay? There's one thing to talk about this. It's here, baby. Everybody walled off alone being attacked. Conservatives going to just try to promote basic human operations. They get bullied by a bunch of bots. They keep fighting. And that's why they hate Christians, real Christians, is because that's why China's banned Buddhists as well, because they've got something internal that you can't program. And so they know that it can't be overwritten. And it stands in the way of them just getting everybody to just acquiesce to political correctness and all of it and language and saying there's not males and females. This is like an alien takeover. But it is. AI is alien. It's artificial. It's total war. It's total weaponization. It's total commitment for total power. And that means overriding everything on Earth, taking it over, and a new silicon-based life form system. This is a total rewrite of the entire civilization, as I've told you for years. Now you see it in the movies and things like Annihilation, where it's like a living nanotech rewriting the planet. That's really what they're already working on. We'll be back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.